Jekka News, you need to know now.
Joburg reaches a high of 20, Pretoria 19, eMalahleni 18. President Cyril Ramaphosa says the national dialogue will proceed on 15 August despite withdrawals by six major legacy foundations, including those of Thabo Mbeki, Steve Biko and F.W. de Klerk. The groups accuse the government of taking control of what should be a citizen-led process and want the event postponed. Ramaphosa, however, says most of the 750 invited organizations have confirmed attendance, stressing South Africans want the dialogue to proceed.
The withdrawal of the foundations is not a train smash. The dialogue is going to go ahead. Of course, with an undertaking of this nature, there will always be hiccups and various other dialogues that we have held in the past with the drafting of the Freedom Charter. There were some hiccups, but what mattered was the outcome.
As the country celebrates Women's Day today, DA supporters in Gauteng are marching to the Jurmerson Central Police Station demanding more SAPS resources to combat gender-based violence and femicide. The party says it's calling for the establishment of GBV desks at every station with trained officers to ensure sensitive professional support for abuse victims. National Commissioner of Police Fani Masemola has deployed maximum resources to capture a suspect who shot and killed two police officers in Redeport yesterday. The cops were disarmed and shot dead as they were transporting Jabulani Moyo from the Redeport Magistrates Court back to prison. Police spokesperson Athlenda Mate says the team involved in the extensive search includes members of Crime Intelligence and the Hawks.
General Masemola is also calling on all people living in South Africa not to harbour this dangerous criminal who is in possession of his SAPS state firearm. Moyo must be stopped in his tracks and he can only be prevented from committing further crimes if the community cooperates with the police by providing us with information on his whereabouts.
Meanwhile, Acting Police Minister Feroz Kachalia has strongly condemned the killing of the two officers. His spokesperson, Kamohelo Mokgotsi.
An attack on the police is an attack on the state. We will not rest until Jabulani Moyo is behind bars. To the men and women in blue, we stand with you, we mourn with you, and we will continue to support you as you carry out your vital work on behalf of our nation.
And finally, in international news, President Volodymyr Zelensky has warned that decisions without Ukraine will not bring peace. Zelensky took to social media this morning to say that Ukrainians will not give their land to the occupier. This as US President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin prepare to hold a summit next week in Alaska to discuss peace in Ukraine. Yesterday, Trump said he will do anything to stop the Russia-Ukraine conflict and that there will be some swapping of territories to the betterment of both. But Zelensky says any decisions without Ukraine are decisions against peace, and that Trump and Putin won't achieve anything since the war cannot be ended without Ukraine. I'm Martina van der Walt Elers. Hoof nuus te uur. President Cyril Ramaphosa sê die nasionale dialoog sal op 15 Augustus voortgaan ten spyte van die onttrekking van 6 groot stigtings.
Jacaranda FM number 40.
Somer het gekom en gaan, soos jy in die gety. Vier warm naweke was net te gauw verby. Jy het gesê middernag, ek sal jou daar kry. Ek soek nog altyd iemand soos jy.
Gewoner na al die tyd, hoe het ek het misverstaan? Ek het dan gestaan op baie strand, die lange baan. Gebel oor jou handling en roep die nieuwe jaar surfe. Maar het was al februari maand en die lijn was besê.
As die somer kwam, word ek koud by my. En ek wonder in die winter of jy warm bly. En ek dink aan dit wat was en wat ek nie kon kry. Want ek soek nog altyd.